In 11 days, voters will narrow a crowded field of candidates vying to become Ingham County's next prosecutor. Current State has spoken to 5 of the 6 who want the job. Today we speak to number 6. Monica Stevens is an assistant state attorney general who works on child protection cases. The Republican has also served as an assistant prosecutor in Jackson County. I spoke with Ms. Stevens recently and first asked her why she's running for the job.
I've been a longtime resident of Ingham County, and I have prosecutorial experience. And at this point in time, I see a great need for our county to have someone in office with experience and also with integrity. I think what we've been through as a county, as far as the allegations that came forth with our prior prosecutor, and him stepping down from that office, there's a void. There's a void in our county, and I've had the pleasure of working as an assistant prosecutor and as an assistant attorney general in several different counties. And with that experience, now I have an opportunity to bring that to our own county, the county that I love so dearly, Ingham County, and provide that experience and bring that to the office.
You spent time in the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. You're currently with the state AG. You've had a legal education, obviously. You have some perspective, some number of views about justice and specifically about prosecution. What experiences, what lessons have most shaped your views?
Well, I think the day-to-day of being an assistant prosecutor is one of the greatest experiences you can have when you're looking to fulfill this type of office. I've actually worked very closely with law enforcement. I've worked with victims to be a strong advocate for justice, whether they're children were victims, whether there were women of domestic violence, whether there were just people that were victims of drug-related crimes. So actually working with the victims to seek justice, actually doing the job of a prosecutor from day to day, whether it be jury trials, bench trials, handling misdemeanors, felony cases, just overall doing the job from day to day, that will be extremely beneficial to this role as prosecutor. So I believe I will bring that in addition with my education. And as you stated, also as being an assistant attorney general, that experience of protecting children and being a prosecutor from day to day.
You say on your website that one focus of yours would be crimes involving drugs. It's widely believed that we're in the middle of a heroin epidemic. Describe the approach that you would take to cases that involve heroin or opioids.
Sure. We all are aware that in Ingham County, the opioid and heroin use has been on the incline. And unfortunately, it has a broad effect where you have those that are the drug dealers that are selling the heroin or the prescription pills or opioids in those things off the market, or whether you have the addicts, the users, and that they are kind of caught up in the web of this addiction. So I think you're going to have to look at it as a broad approach that's going to take a collaborative effort from the community, from law enforcement, from those in the medical professional field. It's going to take all of us together, working together to solve this big problem. I believe there's a component of mental health as well. So working together, and not to forget working with the courts, with the specialty courts, whether it's drug court, sobriety court, working with probation, and connecting the addicts to services in our community, whether it's, you know, halfway houses, recovery centers, those sort of things. I think it's going to take all of that together to tackle the huge problem that we have here in Ingham County with our heroin and opioid usage on the incline.
You mentioned physicians, and I specifically wanted to ask you about that because physicians have a unique place in this. They're interested in helping patients with pain.
Absolutely.
But some have said doctors overprescribe painkillers. It sounds like a very complicated scenario. How do you navigate that as prosecutors?
Well, one is to promote awareness to the physicians and also education. I believe, as you stated, that physicians, their role, they're looking to reduce the pain, but oftentimes they don't see the back end of the problem. And so as we all come together, sit at the table, and we collaborate and we discuss from whether it be preventive services, that's at the beginning, just to prevent the addiction. And then you may be looking at the back end of the problem, whether it's law enforcement administering Narcan or your different pharmacies or whoever administering the Narcan to help those who overdose, but looking at the entire spectrum. So if you work with physicians so they can see the front end and the back end and how this affects families, how this affects individuals, then that's a way we begin with awareness and education. That's a way we can help work together with physicians.
Monica Stevens is a Republican candidate for Ingham County prosecutor. On August 2nd, voters will reduce the field of 6 to 2 who will square off in November. Could the legal system treat people with mental illness better? Are people with mental illness getting an unfair shake in the legal system?
I've had the pleasure of sitting on a mental health court when I worked as an assistant prosecutor in Jackson County. And here also in Ingham County, they have a mental health court. I do believe that's a good place to start. When you have a mental health court, you're working with a treatment team. So you have different mental health professionals, medical professionals sitting on the team in tandem with your law enforcement, with your judges, probation officers, the prosecutor, to treat the entire person. So it's aimed to determine, is the person continuing to commit crime because there's an underlying mental health condition? And so those medical professionals will help identify that underlying mental health illness that the defendant has. And you begin to treat that. And then there's incentives, should the defendant cooperate with their treatment plan. And then there's also where the courts come in and the prosecutor comes in, should we have to provide more disciplinary action if they're not following the treatment plan. But I think the specialty court of mental health court is a good place to start. It helps to identify that mental illness in addition to identifying the crime that was committed, because we can't forget about the crime that was committed. And you treat both of those things. And I think that's a great place to start.
You sound like a pretty enthusiastic supporter of the specialty court concept, just in the comments you've made so far.
Yes, I think they have their place. I'm a strong, strong believer in tough prosecution. But even with that, I can admit that people come to the criminal justice system with underlying issues. And those things must be addressed as well, because after we apply our tough prosecutorial stance and they serve their time, let's say in jail or in prison or, what have you, when they come out, we want to make sure that we reduce the rate of recidivism. And so that requires us identifying and dealing with the underlying issues of why this person may have committed the crime.
You, along with, I think, all of the other candidates that we've spoken with here on Current State, say you want to restore integrity to the office. Talk to us about how you would do that.
Oh, certainly. Well, one of the ways is that, and I will certainly say this for myself, one of the major ways is holding people accountable. We cannot show preference or favoritism to those who have political affiliations that may align with our own parties. We can't show preference or favoritism to those with a certain last name. We have to make sure that we are promoting fair and consistent prosecution across the board.
Do you think that's happened in the past in Ingham County? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, certainly, when you have the prosecutor involved, allegedly involved in prostitution type offenses, it brings a great concern. And I will go a step further to say, not only do you hold others accountable, but you have to hold yourself accountable. You are the top law enforcement officer of the county. For example, if you're going to prosecute those who commit drinking and driving offenses, then you should not be drinking and driving. Whether it's on the job, off the job, on the weekend, in the middle of the night when no one's looking, you should not be participating in such behavior. The second is transparency, whether it's allowing open door policy, which I would like in the office.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Open door policy. That the public... The public can
has access to the prosecutor.
Exactly. And in addition to the accessibility of the open door policy, but also access by way of telephone, by way of social media, Facebook, that they're able to know, specifically victims can know, what's happening? Where are we at in the process?
We're having a really serious conversation over policing in this country, specifically the use of force, sometimes deadly, and sometimes by white officers against people of color. Is policing in need of serious reform?
Well, and you're correct. At this time in our nation, this has been a very, very, very alarming and saddened time for our nation with the recent deaths that have occurred. You have the five officers in Dallas that were gunned down. That was senseless crime against them. It was so sad to me, and just, you know, and then to have the two civilians, the seven deaths. We can never forget that these were families and these were people who left behind their family members. And I will say, as far as with law enforcement, they're crucial to our society. We need law enforcement. And so whatever we can do to support that, to support the law enforcement, that's needed in our society. So I certainly support law enforcement. And it's interesting.
But are serious reforms necessary?
Well, you know, training. And like I was listening to the chief speak, Chief Brown, when he was speaking, he was saying how they have been educating and training officers on sensitivity in different matters. And so I believe that many of the law enforcement agencies, they've already been engaging in that. You have Ingham County looking to get more body cameras. So law enforcement is making steps. We can't forget that they're the criminal that is actually committing the crime, and we need law enforcement to stop them. And that has nothing to do with race. To me, it's a matter of what is right. A lot of people have asked, you know, while I'm out in public, does blue matter? Does black lives matter? Does all lives matter? What matters? And what I say to them is right is what matters, instead of looking at race and other things.
We want to thank Monica Stevens. Monica is a Republican candidate for Ingham County Prosecutor. Her website, Monica Stevens, with a PH, monicastevens.com. On August 2nd, voters will reduce the field of 6-2, and those two will square off in November. Monica Stevens, good luck.
Well, I thank you very much, Mark, for having me, and thank all of the listeners.
Current State's previous interviews with Ingham County's five other prosecutor candidates can be found at our website. Just go to wkar.org and follow the links to Current State.